Thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank my colleagues, especially Senator Murray and Senator Menendez, for their courtesy, and I will be brief. Today, the House and Senate announced a historic package to address the energy crisis facing our nation. But in addition, as part of that important legislation, the agreement contains more than $1.8 billion in desperately needed funding for our nation's rural schools, counties, and communities. Without the safety net funding provided as part of the energy legislation, rural communities across this country could literally be wiped off the map. Without this critical funding, rural counties across America will once again be staring down into a precipice and a future filled with closed schools, terminated services, and deteriorating roads. Within months, pink slips could again be sent out to teachers and to county workers. Fortunately, some help for those rural communities is now on the way. The energy package contains an extension of the Secure Rural Schools program that I authored in 2000. This proposal closely mirrors the legislative proposal that was crafted here with Senators Baucus, Bingaman, Reed, and myself, a proposal that passed overwhelmingly in this body by a 74-23 vote as an amendment that I offered to the War Emergency Supplemental Spending Bill last spring. Specifically, the new energy package provides 4 more years of funding for the Secure Rural Schools Program, commonly known as the County Payments Program. A year of full funding for the Payment in Lieu of Taxes Program has also been included. By providing funds through 2011, this deal gets our rural counties off of the fiscal roller coaster and back to stable funding so they can get at the real work of planning for the future. Today's announcement would mean $1.8 billion in critical funding for schools and roads programs across America. In our home state, in Oregon, particularly when folks are suffering because of the bad weather, it would mean hundreds of millions of dollars for schools and public safety, roads, and other essential county services. This program has been a successful one. It's been built around collaboration between counties, environmentalists, timber interests, and others, and the funds are absolutely critical to our rural communities. The legislation that has been agreed to today, the energy bill, is very, very important to our country's future. But equally important is the legislation known as the County Payments Program for rural communities. I'm grateful to my colleagues, Senator Murray and Senator Menendez, who've been waiting patiently for the chance to make this announcement. And it is my hope that with the unflagging support of rural folks from across the country, that this much-needed energy legislation will move forward and the country can look to a brighter future for rural communities. Mr. President, I yield the floor.